Burnaby Now readers have had a lot to say about plans to build a new Burnaby City Hall at Civic Square in Metrotown. Here are some highlights. I am puzzled by the selection of Metrotown as a preferred site for the new City Hall. Like the current Burnaby Hospital, it seems better positioned to serve East Vancouver than Burnaby. The huge strip of land on both sides of Kensington, between Lougheed Highway and Highway 1, is central, accessible from two highways and big enough for expansion. You could add an airfield, floatplane dock if wanted. Planners should stop thinking short-term and piecemeal. Build an integrated set of facilities for health, police and municipal administration, blending with existing fitness and recreation facilities already there. What a thought! Everything at one bus stop. Has anyone in planning read about arcology? Brian Ross. I too attended one of those community engagement sessions. It was a farce, with three poor options that few of any attendees actually favored. Most of the attendees actually favored the Deer Lake campus, but, as votes were not being collected for that, whoever designed these engagement seasons had a result determined well ahead of time. This tells us that a powerful segment at City Hall has only a vague concept of democracy, and they seem to be calling the shots at this point in time. Paul McGowan. I have sent many letters regarding this ridiculous idea of adding this City Hall to the Metrotown area. I'm a longtime resident of this area, and I would rather walk than drive to Metrotown. It's a horrific mess. Leave the peaceful area around the still unfinished library and the Civic Square alone. I will not vote for this council if this move goes forward. Janice McCann. I'm sure that I am not the only one opposed to the new City Hall location. Metrotown's existing library and its green space is basically an oasis in midst an ocean of soulless glass tower, one of the few remains of a cozier past. The new design is unimposing and inviting. The proposed plans for the new City Hall look rather dystopian. I think Burnaby's city staff should look to get rid of unnecessary positions and slim down, while also becoming more efficient. Less is more. A new Burnaby City Hall could be moved into the old Telus building on Boundary and Kingsway. There is already too much traffic in Metrotown, and our infrastructure can't support more and more traffic. Metrotown has been turned upside down now for years, to a point where it has become constantly congested, crowded and, of course, more expensive. Nothing has really improved for regular citizens who live there. This new thing might sound like an improvement, but it really just adds more density and people to an already overcrowded area. Leon Hoffman. The library was just renovated this year, finishing this summer. The green space is well used for concerts, summer movies and by people in nearby condos and office buildings and mall to relax. It's not central if you live in North Burnaby. Chris Hoffman. Taxpayers are already stretched with local, provincial and federal outlandish spending. Why can't Burnaby elected officials be more conscious of the cost of living and buckle down and stay put? We just can't afford local governing to be so selfish. No to a new building. No. Richard J. Dobbin. Asterisk. Almost $1 billion to relocate City Hall? This an insane amount of money being purposed for a project that isn't necessary. If the current City Hall needs renovations, I'm doubtful that it needs the amount of work being reported, then renovate it and remain at this location. The city has empty office space along Ledger and other locations that can be used temporarily while renovations are being completed. Renovations can be carried out by closing the affected areas of City Hall and keeping the other areas open and functioning. Offices affected by the construction can be temporarily relocated. This is a common construction practice used when the business or service must remain operational during construction, i.e. Burnaby Hospital, Brentwood Mall, Burnaby Central Secondary School, Burnaby North Secondary School. Obviously, our current mayor and council are totally out of touch with the citizens of this city. Maybe the next election will correct this issue. Glenn Jeffrey. Asterisk. Disappointing decision. I admit I'm not up on how the land is to be redeveloped, but council is planning on taking away an open area that is used frequently by small groups of residents. The new civic complex will undoubtedly cover the open area, and if it doesn't, then they'll be demolishing a perfectly good library building. Don't we already demolish too many usable buildings, not exactly environmentally friendly? Concrete uses immense amount of energy. Hopefully the new city hall will be of wood panel construction. The alternative site on Edmonds isn't much better. Why not build the new civic complex on the parking areas around city hall? Building the new police station on bog that is likely to liquefy in a trembler isn't such a good idea, either. Access may be severely restricted in times of emergency, earthquake, flooding, wildfire. Norland is a good central location, but there must be a better location somewhere in central Burnaby. Brian Bain. Asterisk. Why not take the $850 million and put it into real affordable homes? We need it far more than a new city hall. Or wait until the RCMP current site is vacant and build it there. Keyes Hoff.